When two inner-sea superpowers go to war, the ripples are felt throughout the region. A group of intrepid heroes, or should we say, intrepid rebels, join a league of righteous freedom fighters to liberate their people from the binds of infernal tyranny. Nefarious forces from without and within will do anything to stop these hellbreakers. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM for this diabolical defiance.
I'm Rue, my pronouns are they, he, or ze, and I play Nalastri, a Strix champion of Arshea, devoted to breaking Chalaxian shackles.
I'm Isis, and I'm playing Mizera, formerly of the Golden Arrhenius, a Nephilim human sorcerer hoping to save Isker and herself from hell.
I'm John, and I'm playing Thaddeus T. Millwright, a halfling inventor with a sinister secret.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Augustus Men Shuxley, a gnome lawyer and witch.
And I'm Mark, playing Flack, a goblin ranger who has something to prove.
And now, on with the episode. Previously, our intrepid Hellbreakers were given a new mission. Talk to the people of Southern Isgur and learn of any troubles they might be having. To that end, they were tasked with traveling to the cities of Vordia, Umak, and Stumpfield, as well as the area around Fort Wolfpoint. They made their preparations for the journey and set down the river, soon learning that a group of bandits called the Steel Circle were causing trouble in the area. 8th of Lamashan, 4725, Absalom Reckoning. So you get up from this farmer in this farmer's barn in the morning, head on out. They kind of like wave you off pleasantly. He made a nice impression on them. And do you want to? Are you heading straight for the fort? Do you want to search around the place? What do you want to do?
Oh. I'm not going to say anything because no one's a hand up.
I was fixing my mic. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think we should look around, ask around, try to get some clues together.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
I mean, we have this very expert, you know, scout over here who might be a little better at looking around.
I could do that. Yeah.
Sure. You want to give me, a perception check? Anyone else can also give me like a society check for just sort of, again, asking around or other things like that. I don't. Does anyone have underworld lore? For crimin?
No crimin.
That would have been a good one to take.
I certainly hope none of us would have underworld lore.
Insurrection lore? Oh, look.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. A good society check from Augustus. Also a society check. Last year with a 12.
I'm not trained in this.
I know nothing about this place.
Ron, we'll tell you. Well, Augustus knows this. You're again, not from this area, but since you spent some time in Umak, it's not too far away. But you do have heard of the Steel Circle, Ron. It is STEEL, like the metal. And they've been sort of operating in this southern area of Isgur for a little bit, you know, a couple years. But they are pretty well, like pretty large, and pretty well organized as a sort of, a bandit. Okay. You did sort of, they don't stay in one place for very long,
right,
just to sort of avoid the authorities. Obviously they'll sort of hit some people traveling on the road, or maybe do some river piracy a little bit, and then sort of fade off into a cave or an abandoned house or something for a couple weeks, and then do that again and move on and on. So they are the merry men that aren't as merry. They're not stealing from the rich to give to the poor. They're stealing from the rich. They're stealing from everybody to give to themselves.
So bandits then is what you're saying.
So standard bandits.
That's right.
I just want to not get the wrong impression that these are necessarily like happy-go-lucky bandits just trying to make it by and give back to the community against the evil sheriffs.
Yeah.
Or what have you. But there are lots of places that they could kind of be around here. Because the fort is like the soldiers who were stationed at the fort have been moved elsewhere. Everyone kind of knows that the Wolf Point is not quite not quite staffed, basically. Mm-hmm. They could be there, but they could also be any number of other places.
Okay.
And Flash, it would be a perception check. Yeah, but go ahead, Ron.
Speaking of other places, I don't want to assume I'm imagining something, but of all these places we're checking out, Wolf's Point and Vordia and Umok and Stumpfield, there's a town in the middle of all of those called Fernsby that nobody has even mentioned yet.
Yeah.
Nope.
You are correct.
Okay, all right. All right, never mind then. I won't speak of it either.
We do not speak of it.
All righty.
Yep.
Yep, apparently.
It's there.
If you want to, it exists.
It exists. You know that it exists.
It was built.
Well, I won't be so gauche as to mention the town that must not be named.
That's,
I guess.
Right.
For real, Ron, if you want to also give me another society check to, if you know about Fernsby,
sure,
you can. For whatever reason, you know, Roe Craig wasn't like, go check that person.
Oh, excellent!
Another excellent.
Look, I know lots of things.
Yeah.
Fernsby is a sort of a very, also kind of a kind of conservative town that is small. It's a farming village. And from what you actually heard about Stumpfield is that in a weird way, they're kind of sister cities. Stumpfield being and sort of an artists coalition, gets a lot of their food from Fernsby.
Okay.
And one would imagine Fernsby gets paid for that.
Presumably.
They get pottery.
Yeah. They get paid in art, I guess. I don't
Seems
know.
Artistic.
Pottery and macrame.
Yeah.
I will say, Jason, I am feeling a little bit called out since I personally live in a somewhat conservative small farming town at the foothills. That's the second such settlement you've identified.
Well, this is not enough. This is near a forest more than anything.
Okay.
And then a
forest right.
of a thing. So it's slightly different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Slightly different.
But Wolf Point is our immediate concern, and perhaps knowing what we know, that the bandits of the Steel Circle might be held up there, we should approach with caution.
It's not too far from when you get up. A couple hours travel, maybe not even that. So it's still sort of early to late morning when you come across the Wolf Point. And as you sort of approach it, it doesn't feel like there's anyone in there. No one's making any calling out to you in any way. There's no movement. You can see that there's a sort of a gate, you know, sort of it's got a wooden palisade around it, right? It's a classic kind of medieval-y looking fort with a couple buildings inside. It's not huge. It's big enough to have maybe housed like 300 soldiers in operation. So, you know, sizable fort-wise, but not like a sprawling city complex or anything. So you can kind of like walk all the way around it in like a matter of minutes, right? You can see that there is a sort of a sign. It says Wolf Point kind of hanging over the main gate. Looks weathered. Doesn't look like anyone's taken care of for a while. The gate is closed, but also just sort of around sort of southeastern edge of it, of the palisade, is open. Like, you can see that the gate, the wall has been kind of like destroyed in some fashion. You can see old kind of like burn marks on the sort of some of the wood, but it looks like at one point there was someone attempted to repair this hole, but those repairs have not been kept up. And so that it's kind of collapsed inward a bit.
Jason?
Yeah.
I would like to try to approach that stealthily.
Sure thing.
Maybe get a closer look.
Yeah. Give me a little stealth check.
Do. There you go.
Oh, excellent.
Ooh. Lovely. 26. You get low. There's enough sort of like high grass around us a little bit because no one's kind of like taking care of the grounds, basically, right? That you can kind of move pretty quickly, slowly and stealthily up to this hole and then kind of peek inside. You can see a couple buildings. You're not seeing a single person or any kind of movement at all.
Let's see. Okay.
You can peek in. Yeah, again, sort of look inside. You can move inside if you wanted to. Again, to sort of four buildings-ish.
Inside.
Yeah, you can. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little look around.
Yeah, there's one building kind of like right attached to the wall to your left. As you get in, it's a bit smaller. It looks like it may be a, was a, probably some point the kitcheny kind of area, right? The place where they would, where food went.
Mess hall, galley.
The mess hall. I was going to say galley, but that was too nautical.
That's, yeah, nautical, yeah.
The mess hall.
Mess hall.
And sort of, there is a sort of a large building kind of off to the, well, set apart from the wall and off to the right that is more clearly barracks of some kind. And then a kind of a medium-sized building in the middle that is probably, you know, operations and whatnot.
Okay. But they all look run down, abandoned.
I wouldn't say they're a lot like run down by like years and years and years, but they're definitely abandoned. They definitely feel like maybe a season or two has probably passed without anyone kind of being here.
Okay.
And when they left, they packed everything up. So it's not like there's stuff discarded all over, busted barrels with seeds spilling out of them or anything, right?
Yeah, it doesn't look like...
The soldiers left on purpose, didn't they?
But they were stationed elsewhere.
Okay.
I will slip back out and talk to my companions. And, it looks empty. Nobody there.
I don't know if that's good or bad news.
Well, we ought to at least take a look around ourselves now that our scout has confirmed that it's entirely safe.
Yeah.
Now, say, we should just go right in. Hod, you go first. I'll follow you.
Okay.
Hod kind of just sort of walks in. He's standing in the middle of, like, the spaces between the buildings, looking around. Looking for sort of which one should I go into first, boss? Kind of look on his face.
Well, follow him in. How about that main building there? Let's head into that operations building and see if there's perhaps any evidence of what's going on.
Hod opens the door and it comes off its hinges and kind of falls on him.
Clumsy oaf.
He's strong.
He struggles out from underneath it. He looks very confused about what just happened.
Okay.
Oh, well, move the door from him and look inside. Is there any... How big is that operations building? Like, it has multiple rooms or just one big planning room or what?
It's got multiple rooms, probably a couple, like, office-y kind of side rooms in it, a big kind of a planning area, and a sort of a front kind of almost reception-y kind of area.
Okay.
Think of it almost like a sheriff's office in a small town, right? Like, there's sort of a reception and there's sort of some back rooms, but without jail cells, right?
You look around, see if there's anything.
Yeah, look around, examine desk drawers and move chairs around, make sure the walls all line up, if there's anything like a hollow space in between them, investigate that.
You investigate, spend a couple of hours, spend like an hour sort of going through these rooms and looking over through everything. It does look like everything's been packed off. There's not a lot of furniture in here. Maybe some larger pieces that were kind of left behind, too hard to move, or whatever, that are solid and whatnot, but not so well made that they would be left behind. And it's a feeling of just sort of like there's dust obviously on the floor and whatnot. And there's definitely just a feeling of like emptiness, just like abandonedness to the whole thing. There are a couple closets kind of peeking in there, opening things and looking around. Not much.
Be empty, huh? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Then one of the windows just shatters.
What?
What?
It just cracks and shatters.
What?
Duck and cover.
Would you duck down?
What?
I'm ducking down.
What?
I just look around confused.
Look around. Yeah.
I mean, exactly what you're not supposed to do in a situation like that.
Just kind of look you don't duck down, you're standing on the ground.
Literally grab Augustus by the collar and pull him down.
There's no other sort of follow-up noises or events. And you kind of look over and look like... it was a glass window, just sort of in one of the offices. It wasn't even in the office you were in. You just kind of hear it shatter in the other room. You kind of creep in. It looks like someone maybe threw a rock or something through the window.
Okay.
Yeah, that indicates someone is here.
There's a ghost.
See any, like,
yeah, it could be haunted.
On our side of the door? Like, is there a rock on the floor somewhere?
You see the rock. You know there's someone threw a rock in the window because you see the rock amidst some shattered glass sort of right there in the middle of the office.
Okay.
So does it have like a note taped or wrapped around it with string?
Also, what I was going to ask.
Yeah. It's just a rock.
Do you want to get robbed? Check yes or no.
Yes. Throw it back.
Yeah. Okay. So someone's here.
Someone's here.
Someone
I want to find
who can
them.
Throw a rock. Yeah. So
Does this fort have, like, an upper level that you could look out over or not?
Yeah, along the palisades, there's a couple, towers, I would even call them. There's like little watch posts. There's probably four of them total in the sort of cardinal directions, let's say. They're basically a flight up. They're not very tall.
Okay. So I might want to
look they're exterior, right? You'd have to go outside to get to them.
So I'm going to make a very stupid decision here and stick my head out this window to try and look and see if I see anyone.
Yeah, sure. Like, you don't have to like put your head all the way through. You can kind of like go up and look around, look to the left, look to the right. You don't see anyone.
Okay.
I would like to slip outside again stealthily if I can. And see if I can
find
someone.
Give me a reflex save.
Reflex.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's going to work out. Actually, I'm pretty good at those.
I'm sure you are.
Fine.
I never like rolling a save right when I walk somewhere.
Where are my saves here? Hang on a second. Still getting used to the interface here.
Under attributes?
Attributes?
Yeah. At the bottom.
Attributes.
So attributes.
Mine have them in the column underneath my hit points and AC and stuff.
It depends on if you're looking at the character sheet or if you're looking at the HUD.
Yeah, but rolling off the character sheet has been buggy, apparently. So
yeah, I'm using the HUD.
Okay. Let me try the HUD then. Attributes, there it is. And... yeah, reflex save. There it is.
There you go.
Not a good roll, but I'm good at it, so it's not a 19.
So you go out the door that you all could have came in through, the one that sort of fell off its hinges, right?
Yeah.
And you stumble a little bit. You don't trip fully, but you definitely like aren't expecting to find a little kind of wire, a little kind of trip wire right where your ankles are.
Or shins for you, but
your shins for you, yeah. And pretty low to the ground, and you sort of like. It's not like it doesn't snap like a tripwire, though. It literally looks like it's meant to be just a trip hazard to make you fall. But you don't. You don't fall.
No, okay.
You just kind of go, whoa, what? We didn't expect that.
And this is the same exit the same place we just came in from?
Yeah.
Okay.
So something set that.
Yeah, somebody. Because
that definitely was not there when we came in.
Oh, no, you would have. It would have been weird to put there with the door. And now there's no door, it's just a doorway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like a door would have just broken.
Somebody's playing tricks on us.
Somebody is.
Someone is, in fact, playing tricks on us.
All right.
Can I also go outside and see if I can just fly up to the top of one
of
the
you
want to
go up to one of these towers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then you fly up there. Give me a perception check.
Yeah, from up there.
Oh, no.
Perceiving.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
going to
no.
roll. I'm going to reroll that with a hero point.
That?
Point.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah. That was a good call. Oh!
Oh, oh no!
Two on one roll! Oh. Well, the Keeley roll
yes.
comes into play.
So,
blessed Keeley, in whose name we roll.
There's so the sun is pretty high up because it's about lunchtime-ish, right? So it's probably maybe even just a little bit like behind you as you're sort of standing at the top of this tower of sorts, and you kind of look across the whole palisade, the whole fort, and don't see much going on there. It still looks pretty empty. The buildings look the same. The tower you're in though is casting a bit of a shadow. That doesn't go across any of the buildings currently, the way things are angled in the positions of the buildings. But just like your eyes keep getting drawn to that shadow, you know, it's mostly sort of thin, but then there's that sort of the square part that you're standing on kind of casts a bit of a, you know, like maybe like 10-foot wide circle ish of shadow. And it just feels, looking at it, feels wrong. You get like a little chill along your back.
I will, like, can I, like, if I were to yell to them, could they hear me from here?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's not that way.
I will, like, tell them something. This is a bad shadow. I don't like it. I'm going to go see.
Okay.
And I will then hop down into...
Okay.
I'll keep an eye from the doorway in case something... dangerous happens.
Sure, yeah. You step into this shadow, and just for a brief moment, you hear the sounds of people burning to death.
Ooh.
And also just essentially like, it feels like it's not day anymore, briefly. Like, it's like, it kind of looks like it's night, and you kind of want me to see a little bit of flickering.
It's a haunted shadow!
Oh, no.
And then you can maybe just sort of instinctually step backwards and it all sort of snaps back to normal.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
I think people are burning alive in there.
In there?
Did they leave a portal to hell in the fort when they left?
Something. There's lots of screaming and darkness, like it is nighttime.
Okay.
Can I make an occultism check?
Religion?
Sure. Why not? Religion. I'll take both of those checks. You guys both need checks.
All right. I want to see.
I also make a religion check?
Sure. Yeah.
I'll try an occultism too.
All right. If you're trained in it.
Me too. Haven't seen this happen.
Lovely.
Nope. Pretty good.
22 religion. With a religion check.
Oh, there we are.
From Mizera. 24 from Augustus. And
I'm freaked
check.
Out.
Yeah.
19 on the cult of music. So Mizera, I'll say this for religion. It doesn't sound like a portal to hell exactly, right? It is not something that portals to hell are generally very, very visible. They want you to know that they're portals.
Okay, all right.
They're literal, like, I mean there's such a thing as a hell mouth in
right.
In Galarian as well. And
you just can't miss it.
Right.
You'd be hard pressed out the hype. This is definitely something a little weirder than that. Yeah. Something sneaky.
Sarah decides to not immediately just go running and collecting Nalashtri, because Nalashtri is clearly a little frazzled. So I'm not gonna be like, wait, hold on, it can't be a portal to hell.
and Tad and Augustus, I mean, this feels occult. It feels not quite a haunting. But something magical is happening here. Ron? Yeah. Augustus, you kind of get a trickery, but you know, you're saying people are trying to trick you. Shattered glass, the door fell off.
It's like
weird prankiness. And from your kind of like, I guess, gnome heritage, like this has the smell of the first world on it somehow.
I will put my hands on my hips in the doorway and say out in Fae, the which is one of the language I have. It's a how dare you fey pranksters try to play tricks on us? Show yourselves.
All right.
And I honestly expect nothing to happen.
Okay.
Because
sure.
It would be ridiculous if that it worked. Yeah. So
I mean,
do you like
it's
wag
not quite,
your finger too?
You, right, yeah, you're wagging your finger around and it's like, okay. I mean, the Fae don't usually respond to that kind of stuff.
No.
You know what I mean? They're not going to be like, well, you got us. Goodbye.
That's a common legal gesture, though, the wing finger wag.
That is true.
Should I try to go back in?
I think maybe not.
Is there a way to dispel something like this? Do we have a... What type of check would there be to make something like this go away?
It would probably also be an occultism check.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Most likely you'd have to wield some sort of magic yourself to or know some chants and whatnot, you know, to do that. It's not quite a dispel magic. It's not quite a counteract check, but it is something similar
like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could shoot it. That's about it. I don't know. Yeah, same.
I can hit it with a flail.
Or I could try to cast light in it, move up in order to maybe...
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'll cross the yard to move to the edge of it, but I won't step within it. And then maybe cast light on it and use some sort of occultism to sort of see what I can do to magically use the light to try to dismiss it or dispel it or minimize it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Let's see if my great rolling keeps up.
It does.
Woo! Alrighty.
26.
Nice. Huh? 26. All right. So it's not like exactly a magical darkness effect that you need to be counteracting, but you sort of like pop a light in there and it sort of dispels this, you know, literally because it's light again, the shadow disappears, right? From this sort of the barracks building, which is kind of right near the edge of where the shadows were, as this is happening, you get. Something jumps off the roof, and it goes, and it kind of runs past you. It's a black cat, maybe a little bit on the larger side, and just runs past through your legs, Augustus, and out and towards the mess hall.
Okay.
Anybody see that?
I think we should follow that.
Cat!
I think we should follow that. I'm going to go follow that.
Okay.
Good idea.
Sure. We're following you then, because you're
Before I follow, I want to like step forward to where it was and see if it still is making the sound. Like just because.
No, You're in. There's no shadow anymore for you to step into. So you're sort of stand next to like the light, one of the light bowl orbs that Augustus has cast. And it's just light. Look around. You don't hear any screams or see anything weird.
So it is fully gotten rid of. Okay.
Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah.
Okay.
You head over to the mess hall. You don't see where the cat went exactly. I'm not going to go around the corner of a building. But you can see that the front of the mess hall is open like a crack. The
door. Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
I'm going to pause long enough to cast Mage Armor.
Okay, I expect more tricks in this mess hall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Should I throw one of these new bottles I made into the mess hall?
Just huck it in the room.
We don't know yet. Like,
No.
How mean this thing is?
We also don't know where, like, if this is anything here, if they, like, hid the people somewhere or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if I want to go, like, throwing stuff into the room. I mean, maybe they just kicked everyone out of town. I don't know, but...
Then we now gotta go in.
Yeah.
All right. Who's going in?
I'll go. All
right. I'll go.
Well, who's first?
I'll go third. Fourth, right after Hod.
I am happy to be the first
one.
Hod
can be in the same square as you.
Okay.
Yeah. You can go so Nalastri opens the door, goes in, opens it, and goes. Okay. You push the door open. It pushes it in. And as you step inside, I need you to make a reflex save.
Great.
I'm okay at those.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay at those.
Yeah.
You're on edge enough to not just like walk right in through an open door, right? You kind of like push the door open just a bit before you step through. And as you push the door open, this big sort of cooking pot falls off the porch, and it would have fallen on your head if you just jump back and just clangs onto the ground. Clank, clang.
Oh, that's kind of funny, actually.
You hear something, like a faint someone saying something. I should check something. I think, Augustus, you hear, you understand it. Anyone else? No, just Augustus. From kind of like inside Augustus, you hear someone cursing. Just a brief kind of like, damn it.
Oh.
As Nalastri does not get beaned over the head with a pot.
Right.
Nalastri is laughing as they go in. Like, she genuinely thought that one was funny.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay. You step inside. It's actually a kind of a mess in here. A literal mess hall. It looks like though they've left enough stuff behind. What looks like what you find in here, it doesn't, gosh, I don't know how to put this. Someone else probably left some of this stuff in here. This doesn't look like military equipment.
Right.
I have seen it. Not swords, whatever. But it's definitely like a sort of would be like a standard issue, kind of like trays or plates and whatnot, and cookware. This looks a little more like it was mismatched, right? There's some plates on some tables and some other cookware, but it's all kind of like catch as catch can, looking at different stuff. So, but it does look like it was left here for whatever reason, but you're not sure.
Okay. So, like, the military left and squatters came in, maybe?
But
the squatters have now gone.
They could have been using it as some kind of shelter.
That's true. I don't mean squatters pejoratively. It could actually be people who genuinely needed a home.
Yeah. Or it was bandits.
Yeah. Bandits are well known for having mismatched cookware.
Yeah.
But there's no obvious source of the cursing voice.
No obvious source of that.
Okay.
Or that cat.
Or the cat.
We search around then.
Yeah, I guess we better start looking again.
Move stuff around and
move stuff around and say here. You actually do manage to find a small kind of like crate tucked under one of the tables. It weirdly has a bomb in it, but not like a bomb, like a ticking time bomb kind of thing, but like a clearly an alchemical, you know, grenade in it.
Tad.
A present.
And what looks like a white thorn, maybe from a plant or whatever, but it's been like lacquered or whatever to be a kind of a talisman. Mm-hmm. And this sort of grenade looking thing that has a sort of silvery sheen to it.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's not something you have the recipe for.
I don't. Can I figure
kind
out
of
what
shake
it is?
You want to give me a crafting check. Kind of like give it a little bit of a, you know, it's basically, it needs to be like, not exactly lit, but you know, essentially just sort of like.
activated.
Hurled with impact to explode. Mm. Like not quite a bottle, but you know.
Yeah. I can tell it gets hurled with impact.
It feels not explosive in the sense of like fire, but explosive in the sense of shrapnel.
Oh. Okay. If it makes shards of some sort, silvery shards.
Yes. Maybe.
Is it actual silver?
Or is it iron?
Could be mercury. I get that confused sometimes.
Get them confused. It looks more silvery than like iron.
Okay. Against creatures affected by silver, like werewolves.
Or devils.
Yeah, or devils.
Okay. It's now like an hour, another.
Oh, the talisman that was in there. Could I make a religion check to see what?
Sure, yeah.
I will also try. Why not? We're spending all this time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Looking around.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent. You recognize this as a what's called a Thorn of Milani, actually. It attaches, you know, fix it to a weapon with classic talisman stuff, and then it does basically turns your weapon holy briefly.
Oh.
For basically just sort of for a single attack, and you do a lot of extra spirit damage, and it's holy. And then you have a little bit of, unfortunately, weakness one to unholy until the end of your next turn.
Hmm. Mount no loss for your weapons. Your strikes are already holy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They don't deal spirit damage at this level, but they are already holy, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What a peculiar thing to find here.
Yeah, who would collect that?
I mean, my working theory is still that it's some sort of fey prankster, and perhaps a magpie, like they have acquired this item from someone else.
I could believe that, actually.
You know, it could be a witch with a familiar that's a cat. I don't know.
A cat? What kind of witch would have a cat familiar? And I look at Hod.
Is this the first time you have acknowledged that Hod is your familiar?
Yeah.
All I do is look at Hod like I want him to answer the question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Hod just shrugs like, well, I don't know.
I'm waiting with bated breath for us to learn that fact.
Yeah, I think we're all just operating under the impression that Hod is just a guy.
Yeah.
It was like your nephew.
Isn't guy.
He? Yeah, yeah.
There's a family resemblance for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay.
He did get straight up murdered that one time, but then he came back.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. He did die and come back the next day. We were like, what?
He was stone cold dead.
Yeah.
He was.
All right.
He has to spend a little more time in the mess hall, basically.
Yeah.
Getting to be.
Do we find any other exits the cat might have gotten out of?
Mm.
Open windows or things like that?
There's an open window in the back.
Okay.
Might have gotten out that way.
Okay.
Other sorts of again, it's not like it's sealed tight everywhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like a gutter somewhere it could squeeze out of, whatever.
Yeah. Let's do this. Put you there. Put you there, maybe. You step outside.
I don't like that you were putting us places.
You step outside the mess hall. It's still daytime. And as you sort of get to the just sort of like spot in the semi middle of the near the open part of the fort, the wall is down, and you just hear why won't any of you fall down? And just sort of like peering around some rocks and around the corner of a building are little guys. Little ugly guys.
What?
Maybe they're dog people.
Little ugly guys.
But they're wearing armor.
Whoa.
Oh. Yeah.
And by the way, given the company we're in, you need to specify little.
Is that like a
cold? Oh, they're literal than all of you.
Littler than us. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're little. They're little guys.
Okay.
Guy being brought here, and they are kind of brandishing some weapons at you a little bit, and just kind of like,
I don't just, like them.
Fall down. I'm putting everybody in combat into the combat tracker. They kind of like one of them. Just going up way over here is kind of like knocking an arrow and a little short bow and getting ready to shoot
me
you.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Are we doing initiative?
Yeah, let's do some initiative.
Okay. I
heard notching an arrow and I.
Yeah, that sounds like initiative to me.
Immediately roll.
Yep.
Be better, but
I'm doing absolutely awful this session at rolling.
Well, luckily, yeah. All right, so we're gonna begin this turn with you, Tad. Before you do anything else, though, I need you to make a will save. You must roll the. I want to put it here. Roll this will save twice and take the worst result, please.
Okay.
That's pretty bad. You don't need to roll a second one.
Woof.
Yeah. A four and a five, like, man.
So you, 11 fails then.
Go to get your gun, basically, or whatever. You're about to be like, oh, they're drawing. They got weapons. I'm pulling my gun out. And it kind of gets a little caught on the like the holster you on it, but you pull it out. Or what have you. So what do you want to do? It's your turn.
My gun was stuck on my holster. Does it mean I can't pull it out?
No, you can pull it out. You can take an action to draw it if you don't already have it drawn.
Sure, I will take an action to draw it.
Okay.
I will take another action to overcharge this thing.
All right.
Overdrive it. Which means I have to craft.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, that crafting check. All right. Sadly, just a failure. But
okay,
you are tinkering with the knobs and whatever, and you kind of like scrape your knuckle a little bit. You're like, ah.
Ow. Ow. All right. And then I will... I don't know if I want to shoot one of these guys, though. Right? They haven't hurt us or anything. I'm just going to keep my weapon trained on them and see what happens.
Okay. Let's go, then.
Maybe I'll pull out. No, I'll just do that. I'll keep.
You have another action. You have a third action if you want to.
Yeah, I'm going to, because I can actually hold this weapon one or two-handed.
You can do it one-handed? Okay.
I'm going to pull out one of these bottle lightnings just in case.
You got a bottle of lightning and a gun in the other hand. Great. This guy's going to pull out his little short bow. And we're going to shoot in the last tree.
That's fair.
Oh, gosh.
No.
I'm rolling terrible as well.
Oh, wow.
He this is gonna happen. He breaks his bow over his and that's gonna be his whole turn. Augustus, I also need you to do for me a will save, rolling twice and taking the worst result.
Please. Oh, alrighty. Let me do
decent.
How about and,
terrible.
Okay. I guess I'll take the one for a critical failure.
Terrific. What do you want to do?
There well, I don't
right here too, by the way. Just want to make sure everyone sees that little guy.
Oh, like right there in the rocks.
Yeah, he's kind of like
didn't even see him.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He's being a little
and he's the one that has his short bow out.
No, this guy probably has his. Is this guy way over here has his bow out already.
Oh, I see him now. Oh, they're very cleverly concealed by the terrain.
Yes.
This guy's waving around a little sword.
Oh, well, that is interesting. Well, I don't know that I necessarily want to fight. So I am going to direct Hod to step up next to him. Whisper a little something in his ear as I cast Pact Broker.
All right.
To broker a pact of peace.
Okay.
Come, we don't want to fight. No, no, no. And Hod goes whisper, whisper, whisper.
Oh, that makes me what? Off guard. Right? Yeah. Ugh. I'm a creep.
If the target accepts and doesn't take hostile actions. I find it harder to lie to them. If they refuse and take a hostile action, they must make a will save.
Yeah, he's probably going to refuse.
Okay. All right.
He's like flipping you off with his other hand.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what his will save is when he wants to do that.
Yes. But that still leaves you with one action.
Well, I have to instruct Hod to walk over. Hod. That's an action.
And then Pepper's on my action spell. So.
And he becomes off guard until the start of my next turn because Hod whispered at him. Okay, all right. I have one more action. I will cast Shield in case he gets hostile intents.
Any funny business. All right. Mizera.
All right. I assume I have to make a will save.
Oh, yeah. Let's all do it. I should just have everyone do it at once, but it's more fun to have you all do it twice.
Okay. And.
All right.
Yes, delicious.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I see how.
You like. Same with you, Ron. Like, you like. We're like casting a spell and you kind of bite your tongue just a little bit and it hurts. And Mizera, you are like.
Ow.
Right. Getting your hands are like caught in your pockets briefly. As you're like all right,
well,
and you're like, oh, they're tangled in my robe.
All right, sensing that there's something funky going on with these guys that I can't fully comprehend yet, I'm gonna lay down a bless.
All right. Then Aura. You got it.
There we go.
Right. Woo!
Perfect.
Nice.
Third action.
I guess as a final action, I will. I can see these two. I'll give this one over here the stink eye.
Oh, what? Which one is that? Oh,
the one up here.
So what does that mean?
I'm demoralizing it.
Okay, great, good.
Moralizing, okay.
Yeah.
I'm giving him the stink eye.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at it real grumpy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ooh, there you go.
Okay.
Okay.
It was indeed stinky.
Yeah. It could have been a critical, but
but it's just a regular success.
I'll take rolling a 17. That's fine.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
This is the guy who like just broke his bow. So he's he's like, oh no. All right, Flack.
That's why I demoralized him. I was like, hey.
Okay, will saves was it?
Uh huh.
Okay. Two, one, and well, do another one if it matters.
You want to, but you might. You're always that thing. Great. Great.
So I guess I failed a will save.
You did. Are you also getting out your bow?
Yes.
Definitely
probably very quickly with your new feet.
As a matter of fact, yes. I'm going
nearly,
to
though, drop the bow as you're pulling it out. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's that?
You nearly drop the bow as you're pulling it out.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
You bobble it just briefly.
Okay.
You knock an arrow and assume fire.
Yeah. First, though, I'm going to hunt prey on this fellow over here.
All right.
And I think it's this button. Is that? Didn't apply it. How did...
Oh, no. Undo that. That's not what I wanted. I did prey on the wrong guy. That does it. Got it.
Got it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I will shoot him. Still says no ammunition.
No, you gotta do the thing where you gotta assign it to the thing. There it is. Okay. In the attacks tab, you have to assign the ammunition to the weapon.
What's that?
But it's good. You got it now. It's just a thing that that's weird on the character sheet, but it's done.
Oh, okay.
So do a shot.
Anyway, yep. Go.
Ooh, it still 17? Hits. All right. Oh, yeah. Roll your damage. That's a hit.
Damage. How about 6 points?
You hurt this guy bad.
Okay. Bad.
Well, that's interesting. Oh, yeah, I don't have that. Oh, that's right. That's a thing. Yeah, you jump.
And I should have another action. So
you'd have one more action. That is true.
Come again.
Oh.
Well, that one is going to miss.
Looks like I missed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Nalastri, we'll save from you.
Yep.
And we'll probably... not have to make these anymore.
Let's take two and take the lowest, yeah?
Yeah.
Both decent.
Yeah. Ah, you are fine.
Woo!
Way to go.
Nice.
Yeah.
This one over here is not harmed yet, yeah?
Yeah, that is correct. Same with this.
Okay. Something about how small and kind of annoying these things are has activated Nolastri's predator instinct.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And yeah. So, because they are a predator strix. And so he's going to jump up and, like, not quite fly, but, like, hop glide over and then attack with their talons.
Oh, okay. You're like a falcon picking up a little tiny chihuahua.
What? Why aren't you letting me move? 1 second. I have to reload Foundry.
Oh, no.
The UI just froze and wouldn't let me do anything.
That eerie sound that's causing our problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
this little guy.
Yep.
This little guy. You're just gonna attack him? You're just gonna critical my little guys?
Yeah, I am actually.
My weird little guys.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. Break your claw against this guy's back.
Dog.
Oh,
people.
Well.
Well, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. He's pretty hurt by that. Doesn't kill him outright though.
No.
Crush it.
But that's 2 actions.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're flying.
Yeah, and then do these things also speak common or just fey?
He's been kind of speaking fey, it seems like.
I'm going to like try and like hold it in my claw. So can I make a athletic?
Oh, you want to grab him?
To like grapple
yeah,
it?
Yeah, grab him.
Because I kind of want to like be like, do you want to leave us alone, or do you want to see what happens next?
Oh yeah, that's gonna grab him. That's gonna grab him. Yep. He grabbed.
Yay.
Squirming around. But meanwhile, this guy's gonna take a couple shots at Flack with his little short bow. One of these. Miss. One of these. They're the same number, practically. It's just shooting arrows in your general direction. Come on, 20. Yeah, there it is. Only a regular hit, though, because of the...
Didn't even... Who's he shooting at?
You, buddy.
Me? Okay.
Yeah, you, buddy. You shot at him. He's going to shoot back at you. He takes minor damage. Little tiny arrows piercing you. Hmm. This guy who's grabbed is going to squirm around. I'm going to... I have my little shorts right out. I think I'm just going to wildly stab at you. While I'm being grabbed here.
Good luck with that.
Well, I'm going to roll good.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You did. Did roll good.
Oof.
It's okay. Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Is this the one that is a...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yes.
Broke
he needs
the
to make
piece.
A will save.
Yeah, you'll have to make a will save, please.
Let me make that will save first. All right, 17. What was it?
What's your DC? What is my DC? I thought it is 18. Actually. You fail.
I fail. What happens? Do I lose my action?
You take you have a minus one penalty to your attack and damage rolls.
Okay, great.
And you also take 2d4. You take 7 mental damage.
Oh,
okay.
And minus one status penalty to attack and damage rolls against me and my allies for as long as I sustain this hex.
Terrific. So the first one was still to be hit, rather, either case, but I'll take that minus one to damage as I'm about to roll it. He takes that mental damage. He's like, blood is pouring out of his eyes. And he gives one good
stab. We are absolutely torturing this rat.
And here comes one tiny bit of damage. He's like, woo! Screaming and just kind of poking you with this little needle of a sword. Alrighty. Tad.
I'm going to throw my thing at this guy here.
Which guy?
I'm trying to target him.
That's hot. You're gonna throw a bomb where two of your allies.
I'm not gonna do that. No. Okay, I'm going to move. And then I'm going to throw it at this guy.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
He's frightened. Should be easier.
I think you're still
hit
in
me with that bomb.
Yes. Perfect.
All right. 14. It is a miss. So I'm just going to take that splash damage. Here, let's just roll that quick. Yeah. And take that splash. Okay. He gets a little bit of a jolt.
All right. And I will pull out another one of these bottles.
Okay. Terrific. This guy pulls out his sword and comes running at you. Waving it around. And goes to stab at you. And misses. Unlucky. Great. All right. Augustus.
All right. I think the one that just rushed Tad and the one that Nolastri has clawed up are within 30 feet of each other, yes?
Yeah, they sure are.
All right, I will... Well, in fact, I wonder, are the other two within 30 feet of each other?
Good question.
Maybe.
They're about 40 feet
looks like
apart.
More than that.
35, yeah.
A little bit more. Okay.
Yeah.
Then the one that just came up towards Tad and the one that Nolastri has, I'm going to cast Electric Arc.
Sure.
Oh, this is the mental image of this is so, so cool.
Okay, the one that Nolastri has in his grip takes all two of that damage. Good roll. It does kill him. And the other guy
it
just takes one.
Kill him.
All two.
You feel this thing go limp in your grip, and kind of just.
Alrighty. Well, then I needn't sustain my hex, so I will just, for my last action, I will instruct Hod to just go step over next to the one that came up dead.
Yeah. All right. Terrific. Mizera.
This is the moment where I regret that I don't have any save targeting spells. Save targeting damage spells. Because I have to actually roll attack rolls. And I don't... I'm going to have a great time doing that today. Gosh. I mean, I'm going to try it anyway.
You can do it.
In fact, one of my spells... hits far enough. This guy seems to be threatened by enough of our friends. I'm going to try and hit this one here.
Okay. What are we rolling?
Divine Lance. We'll see if roll near as good as I did last time.
Ooh, it's a hit.
Okay.
Woo! Hit.
Once again, could have been a crit, but.
Could have been a crit, but it's a hit. Mm-hmm. Oh, 7 damage.
Oh.
This guy appears to have some sort of spirit because he takes it.
Yeah.
Yes. And your last action.
I don't really have anywhere I want to move to, so I'll just make Blast bigger, I guess.
All right. Sounds good.
I think I can do that. Yes. There we go.
Yeah. All right. All right, Flack.
All right. Well, let's start off with a hunted shot. So we will shoot twice.
Oh, yes.
And
so roll 4 dice.
Yeah, roll 4 dice.
A bunch of dice. Yeah. All right, first one is
nice.
Nice.
Oh, I'm not seeing it show up on my chat.
It's probably you probably need to do a quick reboot. But just
anyway, the first one hits.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Roll the second hit. Second attack. Is also going.
Wow!
Wow!
Oh, 2 hits. Nice.
Good. I'll roll the damage for you.
I don't have anything to click on to roll the damage, though.
Yes, I'll do this real quick while you reboot your page.
Okay.
Because that is enough to take this guy out for sure.
Woo-hoo! I would think so.
Takes both shots though.
Yeah.
he goes down. Okay. All right. Wait, that was like 1, 2. Wait, hunted shot is
that was an action. Yeah.
That's one action.
That's, and I forgot that's an action. Yeah,
okay. Nice.
You got 2 more actions. What
I have
are you
2 more
do?
Actions. Well, I could switch over to that guy.
Yeah.
And do a hunt prey on him.
Yeah, hunt prey on him.
My effect. I think I got it this time.
Okay.
Oop. Oh wait a minute! No, I gotta target him first. There we go.
He targeted.
And then I can shoot. Time.
Go for it.
There it is.
Ooh.
A little disappointing.
He's too tiny, and Tad is in the way.
Yeah. Oh well.
All right. The last
That's 3.
Whoa. This is the only one left.
This is the only one left. Yes. That's correct.
Yeah. Come on. Because he and Hod are
in the same square.
Space.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I was making sure that this still counted as next to it.
You'll be next to him, the thing, yeah.
honestly, I don't feel like I need to take my flail out at this point. I am also just going to go at this one with my claws.
Your talons have been just about lethal so far, so.
It's going to hit. 14 is going to hit with the bless.
I was hoping we might see a hair-based attack at this some point, but...
Well, we'll see.
Oh, that would require me stirring myself to moving. That's
Okay, he takes some damage. This guy's taking the most hits, but the fewest damage. All right, Tad.
I
have one more action.
I can hit it again.
You can hit it again. You can hit him again.
Do that.
I got confused talent.
How many actions you took?
No, I can't.
Not like that.
No, I cannot.
Thanks, somebody. All right, John.
All right, I'm going to try to poke at it with my weapon. My piercing wind. So, how do I do that? I just strike at it with this.
A hit.
It says it's a hit.
Yeah,
but not a crit.
You wanted to be critical. Not a crit. You're just aiming at just the wrong
still
spot, unfortunately.
Five more points.
Well, this is this is poking at it. It was striking it.
Oh, great.
Because he's right next to me.
I think
you
still does fire. Yeah. You're just going to swing at him with the blunt end of it, right? And
well, there's a blade on it. My weapon has a blade.
There was the pointy part in the last episode you were describing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's,
okay. It's still doing bludgeoning damage for some reason, but it doesn't matter. But,
okay. And then
you got couple more actions.
Did you have to
take that and grip in two hands? Or
I probably had to switch grip, I guess. So I'll try another. I'll try another.
All right.
Oh, look at that. I rolled another.
Another nat 20, but it doesn't count. That is still a hit. Roll that damage.
Still hits.
The one combat where we're like pouring 20s out. Everyone's rolled two or three. One or two.
He's almost down.
Meanwhile, here where I don't have the unlucky thing, I can't roll above a 10 to save my life.
I know.
So you had to change your grip to one action, then you poked him twice. It's his turn, and he's bleeding out all over, and he's like,
he's still alive.
He's barely alive, and crust is kind of like forming at the edges of his eyes, and he's kind of staring all over you, these yellow eyes, and he's like, you'll be sorry. She's coming. Ah. And he kind of runs away.
That's bad.
Coughing blood up.
There I am.
That's not good.
I don't know who she is. But I don't want to learn.
Pretty far away. I think you'd lose track of him.
Okay.
I don't know who she is, but that can't be good.
As he's running away, and as you're pondering, like, what is he talking about? The shadows. Cast by the buildings and the towers and the wall, kind of begin to lengthen unnaturally, as if they're sort of grasping at your feet. It's almost as the sky darkens. It doesn't go like completely black like night. It almost like darkens like a solar eclipse kind of darken. But everything is sort of cast into a dim light. And then Augustus, you hear, and see that black cat coming out from the thing, brushing up against your leg. It looks up at you, and it has these almost human eyes. And that's where we're going to leave it for tonight.
Not spooky at all.
What?
Don't like that.